This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. School lunchrooms are sometimes called the biggest restaurant chain in America. In districts across California, there is a program aimed at getting those cafeterias serving more local ingredients. It's part of a big push here to promote healthy eating and local agriculture. There are, however, just a couple of questions. Number one, how are schools going to pay for it? And are California kids going to eat it? Youth Radio's Maya Escobar reports.
California public schools serve 560 million lunches a year. And in a place that also grows a lot of this country's food, it makes sense that we, California kids, would eat California meals. That's the idea behind a new school lunch plan called California Thursdays. 15 districts across the state have partnered with the program, including the biggest, like Los Angeles and San Diego. To roll out a plan of that scale, you probably have to start small.
What we like to call a bite-sized implementation strategy.
Zenobia Barlow is the co-founder of the Center for Eco-Literacy. For the past 20 years, her organization has been promoting sustainable living through schools. Because school lunch is so big, Barlow says it could change the way we eat, outside the cafeteria too.
By institutional purchasing, we're going to trigger demand that will result in greater production of sustainably grown and sustainably produced food. So just from a business perspective, when kids start eating fresh and freshly prepared delicious meals, there are economies of scale that make it possible.
But school lunch is bound by federal requirements and a strict budget. Alexandra Emmett is part of the nutrition team at the Oakland Unified School District. She actually has the title, farm-to-school supervisor.
For an entree, which needs to be a serving of protein and a serving of grain, we have a budget of 60 cents per entree. For the fruit or vegetable, we have a budget of 20 cents. For the milk, it's 25 cents.
But a California Thursdays dish can cost more. For example, Emmett says the district pays 40 cents for a locally sourced, antibiotic-free chicken leg. High schoolers need two drumsticks to meet USDA protein requirements, which puts the entree over budget. So sometimes, the district balances the extra costs over the course of the lunch calendar. Or, it reaches the mark by replacing a second piece of chicken with, say, red beans and rice. It involves some creativity, but Emmett says this type of thinking is starting to catch on.
I talk to folks in Maine, you know, who are sourcing local proteins up there, even fish, that kind of thing. You know, so there's districts all across the country who are starting to do this.
Just last month, Minnesota Thursdays launched its own local lunch program for kids in the Twin Cities. But back in Oakland,
the food is, like, way better in the cafeteria on Thursdays.
Ayana Edgerly is 17. She worked with the Center for Eco-Literacy to conduct peer taste tests on the California Thursdays recipes, asking students to score the dishes.
Rate 1 through 5, what would you rate this dish in taste and appearance, and would you get in the lunch line? Will this dish get you in the lunch line?
Me personally, I haven't eaten a school lunch since the 4th grade, but my colleagues at Youth Radio offered to prepare one of the new dishes.
The chicken's, like, shredded on top of the brown rice, which is, like, on the bottom, and then there's broccoli, like, little broccoli trees all over. It looks kind of cute. It's actually pretty good. It's like a home-cooked meal, except that at school.
Soon, we'll see if more kids feel the same. In Oakland, California, I'm Maya Escobar for Marketplace.
Maya's story was produced for us by Youth Radio.